Here is the Freethought Almanac for April 8th. I'm John Mill. It was on this date, April 8th, 1896, that American popular song lyricist Edgar Yipsel Yip Harburg was born Isidore Hochberg on the Lower East Side of New York City, into a Yiddish-speaking Orthodox Jewish family that emigrated from Russia. Best known as Edgar Yip Harburg, he attended high school and became friends with another future lyricist and freethinker, Ira Gershwin. After going deeply into debt following the stock market crash of 1929, Harburg collaborated with new friend Jay Gorney for musical revues on Broadway. The most memorable lyric from Americana in 1932 was "Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?", which became a kind of anthem for the Great Depression. Other popular songs included "April in Paris" and "It's Only a Paper Moon." Hollywood called later in the 1930s, and Harburg collaborated with composers such as Harold Allen, Vernon Duke, Jerome Kern, Burton Lane, and Jules Stein. His signature lyrical achievement was for The Wizard of Oz, released in 1939, which won him the Academy Award for Best Original Song for Over the Rainbow. The Recording Industry Association of America and the American Film Institute judged Judy Garland's rendition of Over the Rainbow as the number one recording of the 20th century. While Hollywood was scared of Joseph McCarthy's inquisition about liberal politics, Harburg could let his social conscience run free on Broadway. "The House of God never had much appeal for me," Harburg once said. "Anyhow, I found a substitute temple, the theater." Harburg believed people should be guaranteed basic human rights, political equality, education, economic opportunity, and health care. His musicals included Bloomer Girl, 1944, about temperance and women's rights activist Amelia Bloomer, and Finian's Rainbow, 1947, with its groundbreaking integrated chorus line, and the songs Old Devil Moon and How Are Things in Glaucomora. The writer of the lyric for the 1937 song God's Country, who never joined the Communist Party, was nevertheless blacklisted from Hollywood from 1950 to 1962. Harburg's lyrics satirized the hysterical anti-communist sentiment in the U.S. in the short-running 1951 musical Flahuli. Yip Harburg was not shy about satirizing popular religious beliefs as well. Here are some selections from a collection called Rhymes for the Irreverent. Atheist. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree. And only God who makes the tree also makes the fools like me. But only fools like me, you see, can make a God who makes a tree. Agnostic. No matter how much I probe and prod, I cannot quite believe in God. But oh, I hope to God that he unswervingly believes in me. A nose is a nose is a nose. Mother, mother, tell me, please, did God who gave us flowers and trees also provide the allergies? Federal Reserve. In 29, when the banks went bust, our coins still read in God we trust. And in a lyric for Cabin in the Sky, 1943, but performed by Lena Horne on Broadway in Jamaica, 1957, Harburg wrote, "Life is short, short, brother, ain't it de truth? And there is no other, ain't it de truth? You gotta rock that rainbow while you still got your youth. Oh, ain't it the solid truth?" As if there were any doubt about Yip Harburg's opinion of religion, he gave a radio interview with Jack O'Brien on the 21st of May, 1977, heard on WOR, New York City. O'Brien asked him, "In the abstract, what is your religion?" Harburg replied, "Well, that's a tough question, but I would say, quickie, that my religion is to make people laugh, and in return, to give me love, and I want them to make me laugh, and I want to give them love." Edgar Yip Harburg died of heart failure in Hollywood while his car was stopped at a traffic light on the 5th of March, 1981. It would seem his feelings about a life beyond death were influenced by similar words from Mark Twain when Yip Harburg wrote Small Comforts. "Before I was born, I seemed to be contented with being non-beable. So after I'm gone, it seems to me, my lot should be not less agreeable." This has been the Freethought Almanac for April 8th. I'm John Mill.